Good morning. I'm going to break out a drum roll because this is a big day in the connection between the farm and your belly. There we go. It's National Beer Day. If you're observing, well, it's a little early, isn't it? But please do so responsibly. Yesterday, we talked about the possibility of a corn shortage, and one factor making the experts fear that is a possible dry summer, and that's how we're starting off. The latest USDA topsoil moisture map shows 35 states with poor to very poor topsoil moisture. Illinois is one of them. Brad Rippey is the meteorologist who puts the soil moisture numbers together.
Topsoil moisture rated 17%, very short to short in Illinois. And those numbers go considerably higher as you go to the north and west. Wisconsin, 32%, Iowa, 33%, Minnesota, 43%, and then you get to the highest in the nation in North Dakota, 92%, very short to short.
Not good numbers, but help is on the way.
Yeah, the slow-moving system this week is going to bring beneficial moisture to just about all areas of the Midwest. Looks like the highest total should be concentrated on the upper Mississippi Valley, as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain. As you move into Illinois, a little bit less, but even so, I think statewide numbers should come in generally a half an inch to an inch and a quarter, depending on location.
And Brad Rippey also tracks soil temperature.
Yeah, of course, we start looking at soil temperatures once we get into the growing season. And so for the last few days of March and the first couple days of April, average soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth are creeping into the lower 50s across southern Illinois. And those temperatures will support corn development.
He says it'll be another week, maybe two, before soil temperatures in northern Illinois make it into the 50s. There were some ups and downs on LaSalle Street yesterday at the Chicago Board of Trade, but at the end, May corn was up a penny, beans were up 6 cents, and wheat was down 2.5. In the early going of the overnight trading, still pretty mellow, with beans up about a nickel, corn up 3, and wheat up 1. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.